It is a riot. The podcast starts where it ends.
Taco what do you mean, Bell. Taco Bell?
Yeah. It all comes back together.
Don't show Obi that.
That's amazing. Eric just threw me a picture
story.
Of... Taco Bell. Yeah. Showed me a picture of their dog throwing up. He probably had... Did you guys feed him Taco
no,
Bell? Get he, real, Nikki.
No, he did not have that, but he had something that did not agree with his stomach.
Okay. So, did you give him something from the air fryer?
No, but that's also in here.
It is also in here. Dark Universe... Reclining, Amazon, and bananas, moon dust.
A banista?
Yeah. What else? Banista and a bananager.
Bananager. Yeah.
Bananager.
Like a banana manager.
Yeah, because there's always money in the banana stand.
Yes,
Mr.
Yes.
Manager.
Mr. Manager.
Mr. Manager.
That's Arrested Development, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, which, you know, they just signed.
They
season,
did.
Season 5. They
Back
said they're all going to be there.
On all that.
I think that was in another podcast.
Well, enjoy.
I lose track. Sometimes I don't even know. I'm in a room talking to myself. I can't remember if that's something we put on the show.
He doesn't even know, like, if it's made it into it, what day and what time that is. But that might be in one of our previous podcasts. Hopefully you're up to date.
I'd say I'm pretty sure it is, but you know what? I'm not. I'm 50-50 on it.
Well, make sure you join us at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. There's some extra goodies there for you. Or if you want to subscribe to us, Radio U Riot on YouTube, there's some new stuff there, too.
I'm sleepy.
You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
But you know what? All Nikki and I do is go upstairs and lay around anyway, so no big deal. See you guys later.
You mean it's time for the meeting?
So, yeah. See you in 5.
Air quotes.
It's the riot.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, "We need to talk." The worst of the riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
Go ahead, guys. Put the plastic down and put some water bottles in the bathroom. I went to Taco Bell last night.
More of a Gatorade in the bathroom. You want to hydrate?
Well, you know what? Like, what if you feel like you're needing the extra electrolytes, it's fine.
That was my worry
but
with you.
My thing is, I feel like I got so much sodium from the Taco Bell that, like, I can go straight water and I'm going to absorb it just fine.
Well, what did you get?
A couple tacos. Mm. Like, nothing too fancy. The part about it... Well, two parts. One is that I got to the window and something with the cash register was broken. And this has happened to me twice in the last, actually, the last few days where they
at
leave.
At Taco Bell or just somewhere else?
There was a Taco Bell and a Wendy or a McDonald's. They're, you know, less than half a mile apart. And the employees leave the window open and I get to listen to them talking. And at the McDonald's, they were talking about how they were being set up to fail and management just doesn't know how hard it is. And I was just like on and on and on. And I'm like,
you want to just be like, hello, hey, I hear you. And
hey, guys.
And I have a few comments on that.
Like, what do you mean by set up to fail? Because I got to tell you what, like, I could set you up to succeed if you guys would just make the food instead of standing around talking
but
about failing.
You don't want to say anything to them until after the food is completely completed.
Just hand it out the window,
and
please.
And then you can make your comments.
I mean, there were plenty of people to talk. There wasn't a lot of people to, you know, work the fryer.
Maybe that's what management's having problems with.
I don't know. So then at Taco Bell... The lady, it's not her fault. She was really trying to, you know, make it work.
Yeah.
But I got to listen to them have a long conversation about whether or not they should just give me my food so I could leave.
Oh my gosh.
10 minutes.
No way.
At the window.
Because you said, was it McDonald's where it was like 20 minutes or something the other day?
That was for breakfast last week.
That's crazy. Don't wait that long.
I'm eating out a lot, apparently.
That's like, in fast food times and stuff, that's like new roller coaster length.
Yeah.
Where you're waiting in line.
That's like stuck on a roller coaster wait.
That's
like
during a storm.
So they finally handed me my food and managed to figure out how to take my money. And then when I got home, here's what I couldn't believe is it was still warm. So what, like, how hot was it to begin with that they managed to work that? And, you know, the grease had just leaked all out the bag by the time they finally handed it to me.
It's still sealed in the heat.
Yeah. The other thing about Taco Bell, like, my hands smelled terrible. And I want you to know that by the time, like, I went to bed and was, like, reading something and had my hand near my nose and I was like... Oh, gosh.
It's me. I smell like it.
But I had already washed my hands twice since then.
Sure.
So I go into the bathroom and basically get the orange lava or whatever. And I'm just like, whatever it takes, get the Taco Bell off. Get it off. Microdermabrasion.
It's not that bad. Listen, it's only him. Everybody else who goes, it's not that bad.
It is that bad. And I'm holding back.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Let's talk about air fryers and or our lack thereof of air fryers. We still don't have an air fryer in the studio.
Oh, it's an urban legend. It's like one of our Riot history things.
We don't have a deep fryer. We don't have an air fryer.
Nope, we don't have anything.
We don't have any fries.
We had a past employee bring in a fryer one time.
Yep.
And
God bless him.
Smell permeated the entire station so much to where that was frowned upon afterwards. So we thought, well, we'll get an air fryer. Better for us, right?
Yeah, right.
But we just never have.
Okay, I talked to someone over the weekend. They said they heard from somebody else.
What is this? Our gossip line?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that.
They said that they have an air fryer and it's amazing.
So, yeah, like I bought.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, so like my friend said to his friend that an air fryer is like amazing.
So like, hold on, all right?
Okay, all right.
So I got chicken from Costco that comes in a bag and then you cook in the oven.
Okay.
Right? It had a light breading on it,
sure.
A panko breading.
Sure.
So are we saying it's better if I put it in the air fryer or okay. Just I cook it in the oven?
I don't think nutritionally it matters.
Oh, no, not better as okay. In that way.
Right. I'm just being clear. I didn't want you to think like something was cooking out. Okay.
I'm talking like crispiness or something.
Yes.
Because I use a convection oven.
Well, see, my thought is that that's the same kind of tech as to how this works.
Yeah.
Because like with the convection oven, it's always moving the air.
The air is going around.
Right. And
it.
They say that leads to a more even bake. So glad we're having this conversation.
First off.
Oh my gosh.
Yes and yes, because this is important. So does that mean that would not be something I would need to add to my appliance center?
No, Nikki, I feel like maybe you need to do some Googling. I don't have a convection oven. And so that's been my thought is like, well, you know, this...
Because the chicken came out good, but like, was it fast food crispy? No. So I don't know.
See, what I feel like is that in all the photos of these things and in all of the stories that I keep hearing, the only thing people are using these for is putting frozen french fries in them.
Frozen french fries are like frozen appetizers
chicken
or
nuggets.
Chicken. Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Stuff like that. So I just know that here is a Farbar 2.5 liter air fryer.
What's the sale price?
For only $39.
We're getting close.
From what I've seen, the original price, $440. Oh my gosh, wrong thing.
$89.
$89. So, I mean, that's a savings of $50.
We're getting there.
But 2.5 liters, I mean, could you eat a 2 liter of fries?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe if depressed enough. Like,
so, maybe?
It's something. Just send me the link, okay?
All right. I mean, I'm not gonna probably get it, but...
One of us has to just decide, just to do something.
Just take the plunge?
Yes.
And just, like, rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, yeah. Rip that packaging off that fryer.
Come on.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
You know, we don't talk a lot of politics on this show. It's just not something we do. But yesterday, I saw something that I felt like I at least needed to hear from Nikki about it. Nikki, one of your very favorite British men...
Don't say it, Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy himself, Colin Firth.
What about him?
He says that he is horrified by Brexit.
Brexit, really?
Yep. And he wants to apply for Italian citizenship.
Oh, yawn. Hey, people in other countries do that too.
He's one of those guys.
He's one of those.
He's hey, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
And then they're like, crickets. No one does.
Nobody moves to Canada. Except for William Shatner, who is Canadian.
Now, I will say, for Colin Firth, he has the money and the ability to have a home in Italy as well.
Well, but he wants to
completely move there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
none of that dual stuff.
He's ready. He says, let's see, the 56-year-old who won the Best Actor for his performance as King George VI in a fit after Britain voted to leave the European Union... He says he has applied to the Italian embassy in London for citizenship. You know what's interesting, though, is like most of the time they're all talk. It sounds like this guy's
He's doing that. Well, I want to know the history about that. Has he always loved the country? Has he been there a lot anyways? And it's not a stretch for him to go in and have that.
The only thing I'm wondering here is holiday. They have. Okay, look, they already have a house there in Umbria.
See, it's not the same as if you or I were to do something like that.
Oh, and look there. His wife is Italian. So,
and there it is.
You know, like, he's probably not going to have a hard time getting citizenship. He's probably good.
All right, well, Colin Firth.
Are you going to be moving to Italy, Nikki?
Wasn't planning on it.
Oh, well, just saying, like, now all of a sudden you're going to be watching a lot of Italian Regency dramas?
No, you know what? It's hard. It's just sometimes when you have a favorite character, you have to remember there's a person behind the character, and you may or may not like what that person does.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not mad at him. In fact, I have no.
Would love to go to Italy.
It's just a great showing of how little we pay attention to other countries. And I know Brexit was a big deal, mostly because they speak English. But I just looked at it and I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. I know I'm supposed to be more opinionated than that, but you know, I don't even have opinions a lot of times, like on what's happening in, you know, Indiana state politics, you know, let alone what's happening in another country.
It's hard.
Like, did you check out who ran in the third district for state senate in Texas?
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
Did you guys hear the one about the mummy? Anybody paying attention yesterday to that? Yesterday, Universal announced Dark Universe.
So, not like the mummy with the Tom Cruise thing, or?
Dark
Universe?
Universe.
Is this part of the monster thing? The monster franchise? Easy there. Universe. It's dry in here. It's dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, to everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally about the thing.
The mummy, the upcoming mummy movie with Tom Cruise?
Yep.
One thing?
Yep.
What is
that's
it about,
what it is,
then?
Nikki, that's just the kickoff. Just getting warm. So we're going to be so dark that the whole universe is going to be dark.
Yeah.
So what they announced is that the mummy is a kickoff to their new shared monster movie universe. Now, of course, this has been rumored, but now it's official, and now it's got a name, Dark Universe.
So will that be an upcoming movie? An upcoming movie with the mummy and other monsters?
No, that's just the name of the franchise.
Oh.
Dark
Universe.
Okay. So, yeah. And just a heads up, you're like, well, in order for it to be a shared universe, you have to have, you know, like some movies. Ha ha! So glad you asked! Because The Bride of Frankenstein, boom!
Is ready?
That's the next film in Dark Universe. Mm-hmm. So they're getting that ready. That's going to be a 2019, I think it is.
Oh, come on. Don't tell us so early, guys.
Yeah, so let me just read to you from the press release just a little bit here. We take enormous pride in the creativity and passion that has inspired the reimagining of Universal's iconic monsters and promise audiences we will expand this series strategically. The Enterprise, masterfully developed by Chris and Alex, will follow each subsequent chapter. That's Chris Morgan and Alex Kurtzman, they're writers.
Okay.
It's a chapter of the right time.
What monsters are those? Not Chris and Alex.
Some of the scariest people I've ever met.
Sorry if your name's that.
As we launch Dark Universe. With Danny's provocative theme before The Mummy, and collaborate with a brilliant filmmaker like Bill, I don't know who it is, to weave the story.
They really assumed we know a lot.
I don't know who Bill is.
Who is Bill?
All right. Well, anyway, blah, 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 whatever. Bride of Frankenstein. And that's going
coming to 2019.
Yeah. They've got Javier Bardem. He's going to be Frankenstein in that.
Oh, yeah. Might be a good choice.
Oh, he's a great actor. Like, can't fault him for that. But I don't know who the Bride of Frankenstein's going to be, so whatever. They released a photo of some of their cast members, and they're all very good looking, so I'm sure they're going to be super successful.
What about Bob, though? Or
well, you know what? He was not featured.
Not pictured.
So, but...
So more monster stuff, if that's the type of movie that you're interested in.
Are you interested in the universe, but you're like, it's too bright in here? I can see too much. They've got a dark universe for you.
Already.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
Air rage. That's what they call it when you're in an airplane and you got rage. Something's making you mad. They say
outside of even just the normal stuff.
Right.
Like, you have normal airplane travel rage, but you don't, like, act out on it.
That's a good call, Nikki, because if you're on an airplane, you're probably mad.
So, yeah.
So.
But if you're acting out, like, to where you have to be removed from the plane, then that's next level air rage.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Nikki, I'm talking about something between, okay, there's...
Between get, it? Right.
There's getting all the way up here. There's getting removed from the plane air
getting
rage.
Getting taken off that.
Down here, there's the base level of angry that we all are because we've paid way too much for this commercial flight.
And you're stuffed in that chair.
And I'm talking about in between
sure,
that space
sure.
is the manageable air rage.
Yes.
Okay? That they say, according to the article that I'm reading here from Christopher John Sprigman and Christopher Bucafusco, they're lawyers in the United States, and they say that one of the highest, like, things that make people all angry is that the reclining seat. Does that
yes,
make you mad?
It makes me so mad.
Does it really?
I feel like, I don't know, I'm not too tall, but my legs are longer. And okay. when you sit down and you're fine and you think you're fine,
yeah,
like you're prepared. And again, I usually travel flights that are about 5 hours long. When you sit down and you're just all ready to go and it's fine, you're like, this is my space. We can do this. Like, you've given yourself the pep talk. We're going to get through this 5 hour flight. And then the person in front of you just gets in your space with their chair. Drives me crazy. Crazy.
The only thing about it that annoys me is that it typically, like, if you're trying to open a laptop when they recline,
mm-hmm.
like, you can't really open your laptop correctly or whatever, but...
Well, it just hurts, because you're like, well, I thought, I can't even have that space.
Yeah.
It's like, I have nothing.
I don't know. It just doesn't bother me that much. I don't know why. I'm just like, whatever.
Well, you're a calmer guy.
Yeah, nobody thinks that's true, but
really? You are. You're very mellow with it.
With most things, I'm really calm. It's stuff that you wouldn't think about. That
sets really, you off.
That'd be the one.
Where me, I'm in a rage.
No, I'm just like, whatever. So people put their seat back.
I don't like to recline back. Maybe that's my thing. And then I feel like if they're reclining into my space, well, then in order to get more space, you need to recline back yourself.
I've done that.
And then everybody's just mad.
Well, if we all recline, we're all fine, except for that guy who's screwed because he's stuck up against the bulkhead.
But he was, you mean in the back?
Yeah, all the way in the back.
He's already near the toilet, so I mean that.
Double
that seat,
screwed.
That seat was
he's
messed up anyways.
He's sitting
straight
up.
Into the toilet.
He's near the air sickness zone.
Yep, so his was a messed up cheap seat anyways.
All right, so these two lawyers, they conducted their own survey and they have an idea. They say, hey guys, we should pay each other for the right to recline. So, for example, like, there's an agreed upon thing between you and the person behind you. Like,
great idea.
You're going to pay $20 for them to recline.
And if not, they're not allowed to recline.
Yeah. So that's kind of their idea, that there would be an agreement in which you would pay to have your seat back. Which, you know what? As someone that is trying to book air travel and they're like, oh, you wanted a seat? That's $30 more. So now I got to pay $30 to get a seat at all. And then you're like, oh, yeah. You wanted to put your seat back? Oh, we can't do that.
Well, that's a private transaction between you and the person behind you.
We can't have that. No, like, can we just stop already? Could there be...
Okay, get more space on the plane. There, we can stop already.
All right, what about this? What if there was just a price? And it was like, there were no freaking upgrades. There was no whatever. It's like,
one price.
I bought a ticket. That ticket gets me a seat. I can bring my legs with me on the flight.
And your bags.
And my bag. It's just like, oh my gosh. But just consider, next time you're on a flight, be like, hey, I'd like to put my seat back. Here's a 20. And like, you have cash.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
There's always money in the banana stand. So there isn't money in the banana stand, though. Did you know? Okay, I did not know this. Did you know that Amazon has free banana stands in Seattle?
No, I did not know this. Where are they?
They just have these places. I think there are two. It's right outside of its corporate campus where they have banistas and bananagers. And you literally, whether you work at Amazon or you're just in the area, you can come up and get free bananas. You can have as many as you want. Just take bananas. Just have as many bananas as you want.
They have 1.7 million free bananas to give away.
Well, they say that they have given away that many since they started, which was in 2015. So over the last 2 years, they've handed out at least 1.7 million free bananas. They say they've also done other fruits, but banana is the one consistent thing they're always handing out. Well, the Wall Street Journal's got a write-up about how all the restaurants and other businesses are getting really angry about the free bananas.
Yeah, they're saying that it's upsetting the local like fruit economy and just that the local economy in that area.
So, for example, one local cafe was like, well, we used to sell a, like, what was it, a...
You're going to have to give me more. A banana split? Oatmeal?
They had oatmeal that you would get a sliced banana on top of.
Yeah, why can't
you
have that?
So people kept coming in wanting oatmeal without the banana, and then they would slice their own banana, and that was a dollar less without the banana on it. Well,
they say it's harder to find bananas at local grocery stores, or people are not, restaurants are not selling items with bananas in them as much as they used to.
The other thing that they mentioned is that, you know, people come into a restaurant with a bunch of bananas, so they don't order as much food, and then they leave the peels on the tables.
Nice.
So, Amazon, see what happens when you give away free bananas?
The banistas say they move about 8,000 bananas per day through the two stands on a Monday through a Friday.
You know, the interesting thing about this is that this is an interesting potential, like, social commentary with the idea of how if you give things away, how it devalues other things. And, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of microeconomies, but where you go in and it's like, hey, we should give things away. And it's like, well, if you give that away, then this person can't charge for it. So the economy can't grow, et cetera, et cetera. It's a banana. That's a weird rumble right there at the banana stand.
What's also interesting, I don't know if you had mentioned it, but for the free bananas and the fruit stands, is bananas are not like infringed on with health code rules and stuff, because bananas, and they'll give out sometimes where they've had oranges, bananas and oranges and some other fruit come in their own case.
So they don't, there's a lot of things they don't have to deal with.
So they're allowed to pass them out without permits. Whereas if you had something that was already open or did not have its own natural casing around it, you'd have to have a health code issue.
So you figure that Seattle's probably going to be squashing this soon.
No, it's been for a while.
I know, but you just get the feeling
that
the locals are getting restless with all those free bananas.
With Amazon, Jeff Bezos, that was his idea to give out the free food.
Just give out free bananas.
A great idea. I love bananas.
I love bananas. We have some bananas left over from the 5K. I'm going to go see if there's any left because I'm going to eat one right now.
We do. You could have a banana if you came here. You could get one.
We could give you a banana.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this!
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Go ahead, Nikki. Get a good...
stretching, lots of stretching.
Oh, yeah!
Ow, that one hurt. Ow.
What?
Well, when I was stretching with my left arm, I hit the back of the chair, so now that hurts.
That's too bad.
I've learned my lesson. I just need to wake up.
But how do you do that?
Mind over matter. I think so. Or I was thinking, well, maybe I'll make some tea or something. We can do this.
Yesterday during the show, I snuck out and chugged a Red Bull and came back, but nothing changed.
Like, I have to do this.
I'm just like, I'm so desperate. And what am I supposed to do?
No.
Just like, I'll do anything. Please just wake up.
Just please stop just being
tired.
Just
wake up, please. And you know what? I noticed... no difference
Nothing.
In performance following.
Aww.
So all I'm saying, Nikki, is there's no hope.
It's just going to be it's just what it is. And I'm glad because, you know, others would lie and make you feel better and make you feel like there was hope and not being tired anymore. And
what's that saying that you like a whole lot? Lipstick on a pig?
I do not like that saying. I think that's right. I hate that thing. to people with lipstick and pigs. to both. I hate that one.
Wait, so you hate lipstick and pigs?
No, I like lipstick and I like pigs. I think it's mean towards both. Like dressing up just a little piggy.
Well, you know, the idea is at the end of the day, it's still a pig.
Yes, I know, but even I think there's nothing wrong with a pig.
Yes, you do.
To need the lipstick.
You don't have a pig at home living with you right now?
Just because I don't want to have it at home as a pet does not mean I think anything mean towards it.
I think you do. I think you have a slight, you don't even realize it. You're so biased and that you don't even know that you have it.
But I do.
But you commit microaggressions against pigs all the time.
I had no idea.
It's real, Nikki.
Well, thanks for taking time out to point the error in my ways.
I'm not pointing anything out. I think I'm better than a pig. I'm just going to put it on the table
right
now.
What if the pig has lipstick?
You know what? Even with lipstick on it,
I'm still better
than that pig.
Yep.
I'm still better than that. What were we talking about again?
I have no idea.
Oh, how we're never going to get enough sleep or feel rested. That's what it was. So it was that bit of honesty that led us to even more honesty and self-discovery. See? Look at all the strength we found in sharing.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Following story is for Carl, who texted it in. And then, of course, there's Nikki, who is always excited about headlines like this. It is as follows. Diarrhea outbreaks.
Why do you have to say those words?
Diarrhea outbreak?
No, just like you already said it once. Why do you have to?
When you're sliding into first.
Oh my gosh. You are so immature. I don't even want to.
You know what? Like, you're the one that makes it worthwhile.
I know. That's why you bother us.
I'm not upstairs in my office like, when you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst. No, I'm not doing that up in my office alone. Certainly not. But like when you're around and, you know, you feed into the reaction, I'm like, hey, Nikki.
Which is why it's hard to deal with this immature relationship that we have, because this is how it is.
Just saying. Like,
so
I don't
fine.
Know.
What he's going to tell you is public pools can make you sick. Ah, there it is.
Nope, that's not the report. Here's where it gets fascinating. The headline again, diarrhea outbreaks linked to swimming pools on the rise in the U.S. So we had a story somewhat similar to this yesterday based on older statistics. This stuff is new. The Center for Disease Control, they put out like a weekly newsletter.
So, who knew?
I know, right? So they're saying that the number one parasite that's causing all of the poo patrol stuff is Cryptosporidium or crypto. It's very hard to kill and caused 32 outbreaks in swimming pools and water parks in 2016. That's compared to only 16 in 2014.
So it's going up.
The number is going up. And so what they're trying to figure out right now is the number of reports going up or is the number of diarrhea outbreaks going up?
You're such a... He just has a great time.
So that's what they... And that's the thing that they're trying to get down is like they have just seen these outbreaks increase. And so they're trying to figure out like, okay, guys, what's happening?
Maybe people are, the stigma is being lost on the embarrassment of it, and people are reporting it now.
When they get medical, and that's part of why I like to discuss it here on the show, is because
we're not medical.
I feel like by destigmatizing the diseases, it enables people to come forward and talk about how that time they went to the pool and then, you know, when they got home.
They called about
they
it.
They called the pool. They're like, hey guys, I'm having an outbreak.
No one's done that. No one would do that.
32 times.
Or you post
last
it on their Facebook page?
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the riot on Radio U.
What is the old saying that's like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, but expect a different result? That's the definition of insanity. Dude, how many insane things are you doing in your life right now? How much time do you have to listen to me?
Well, you've given Obi a lot of time, I know already, but he wants just a little bit more to go over all of them.
I stay up late and get up early. Why am I tired? Well, when's it going to change?
Like, it's shocking every day.
I know. It's like it's the same
thing.
That's
just one.
That's just one of the things that I can point to as a great example. So what you end up in is like a cycle of stuff, right? How about this one? Someone's mean to you. You're mean back to them. And then they're mean to you because you were mean to them. But then you're being mean to them because they're being mean back to you. And then you're being mean to them and they're being mean to you. And pretty soon it's just like, when did it all start? And when will it stop? But I have to be mean to them because of what they were mean about. Here's the great thing about Jesus. Jesus is not just interested in like you going to heaven and blah, blah, blah. He's interested in Tuesday. God's interested in today and what you've got going on today, right now, today. And he wants to teach you a different way to live, a different way to do things, a better way to do things. Now, it's not always going to be easy, but think about this. This person's mean to you, so you're mean to them, so they're mean to you, so you're mean to them, and back and forth and back and forth. And all of a sudden, you just go, I forgive you, and I'm not going to be mean back. Now, they're going to
probably still be mean.
Could be mean again. But see, there's only one thing that's going to break a cycle of mean on mean on mean on mean on mean, and someone's got to stop. And Jesus wants to teach you how to do that. Jesus likes to break cycles that people are stuck in. So I don't know what kind of cycle you're in. Are you stuck in like addiction where it's like, you know, you do the thing, then you feel really bad about the thing, then you're tired of feeling bad, so it leads you to doing the thing again because you feel good for a while, and then you're like, I shouldn't do that, and like cycle, on and on and on. God wants to break some cycles in your life. He wants to show you a different way to do things. Now, of course, you know, you start a relationship with God, which will give you a chance to do that. But you need to listen to what God has to say. And you need to get out there and do it. Because he really wants to see something change in your life. And it's going to be the two of you going at it together. You know, he's showing you a different way to do things. You're doing things a different way. And you're going to see things in your life change. If you're up for something different, you want to stop doing the same thing and expecting a different result, say, Jesus, I need that. I need a different way to do things. I need you to come into my life. I need you to fill me with your spirit. And I want to know you and what you're about. And I want you to show me how to do things. And man, God loves you so much. Even though you're not going to get everything right, you know, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. God is committed to being with you day in and day out. Day in and day out, always there with you, being your friend, loving you, and helping you do things a little bit different.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Dude, this is crazy. Nikki, I know how much you love space, the space program, and everything around it.
I love when we get to talk about that.
So let's talk about moon dust.
Wink, wink. Oh, really?
And you're like, moon dust, yeah. Isn't that...
The salt stuff?
The bath salts to make people eat stuff and eat people and crazy?
No, it's not.
No, this is actually dust collected on the moon from the Apollo 11 mission. This is so insane. So I didn't even know about this. Back in 2015, a bag of moon dust was auctioned off on a government website.
A real one?
Yes.
Okay, so real.
Like legit, this lady named Nancy.
Real website and real dust, right?
Real dust from like certified, like just there. On a government website, a lady named Nancy Lee Carlson, she's a Chicago area lawyer, she bought it for $1,000. NASA found out about it and was like, wait, this is a mistake. Like, this was never supposed to go out. You can't have it. But there's a little problem. Nancy's a lawyer.
Wow.
She went ahead and said, sorry, no. And NASA lost the court case to get the dust back.
Dust back as in like we refund your money they just not offer her more money to buy it back?
Like, look, just everybody walk away. You know you weren't supposed to get this. We ain't giving away the stuff from the moon.
In order to compensate all your time and effort, we'll give you this and we'll give you a lot more money.
That court case wrapped up in March.
Mm-hmm.
July 20th, that dust is going up for auction at Sotheby's. They expect it will bring in a minimum of $4 million.
No way. Really?
Way.
So they're going to break up the dust or something? Or you can still buy the one bag?
Yeah.
$4 million?
$4 million. Okay, but think about it. All right.
I mean, if you were a collector and space stuff was your thing, had $4 million to spend on that.
Okay, one of the problems we have, like, in the modern era is everything gets reproduced. Like, you know, you can get, do you like this thing? Like, ah, we'll make you a copy of it. You'll never know the difference. But moon dust, Nikki.
Sure.
This came from the moon. NASA promises it's from the moon. You have the paperwork to show
and everything
that this moon dust came back from the Apollo 11 mission. Now, whether or not you believe we went to the moon, that's a different story.
that's a whole nother thing.
Here, like, it is legit. This is a piece of the moon. In human history, that's only been available for 50 years. And for the most part, I mean, yes, we did that world tour where we gave moon rocks to different countries and stuff. But for the most part, like, the amount of moon that's on the Earth right now is limited.
But something's only worth as much as someone else is willing to pay for it. And as someone who cares less about space,
sure,
I could never imagine even wanting to go see the moon dust, let alone $4 million for it.
But see, again, I think it comes down to you reach a point of wealth. And not everybody gets there. I'm not there. But where you get in this place where you're like, I just want to feel alive again. I want to buy something that no one else can have. I want to own this thing that no one can have.
And it seems like a casino would buy or something. Somewhere where they would put it out on display.
Totally possible. And you know what? I just would say, like, putting down $1,000 and walking out with $4 million, I guess a casino is the only place that's possible.
That's like, why she went to court for that.
That's amazing.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, speaking of the moon, Jeff Bezos, the guy that is behind Amazon, you know, he's the bajillionaire. He spent some time this weekend talking to a group about how he wants them to build a city on the moon.
Okay.
A moon city, Nikki. Would you be up for a trip to Moon City?
Probably not, but again, we've talked about my desire to not go into space, and maybe it would change once it was already established.
Like if they had it set up?
Yeah.
Like what if there was a Burger King there?
That is the wrong choice.
No, it's not enticing. Or at a Pizza Hut. You like Pizza Hut.
I do. It's been a while, but...
What I'm saying is, like, what would they need to have on the moon so that you would reach a point where you'd be like, oh, it's here. So civilized.
It'd have to be just like here.
Just like here? Then why are you even going?
Well, it's a different view. I want it just like this.
You have to be able to walk outside?
Well, it'd be nice. Don't you think?
Okay, so wait, but what if the inside was like this? You could have your own radio studio on the moon.
So I had to live, though, in an inside studio, in an inside world.
Yeah, but you do now. Don't act like you're outside all the time, whatever.
I have the choice to. Yeah, I can if I want to.
You just can't stand someone taking away an option.
Right, yeah.
Who do you think you are to tell me, Mr. Moon?
Well, now I'm walking outside,
aren't
I? I'm
going out.
Yeah.
Don't think about taking my oxygen either, space.
No, it would have to be pretty comparable to what we have here.
Okay. So you just... But what I'm saying is, like, what business could I establish on the moon that would make you...
All of them.
...feel comfortable?
Well, if Amazon's on board, so as long as my delivery is coming. Delivery, high-speed internet.
Hey, the International Space Station gets way better bandwidth than we do.
And isn't that just a shame?
It is.
That's a shame. But, I mean, they have downtime,
in the meantime, Comcast is like, well, you know, we can't get over to you. You're just going to have to, too bad.
Did you want something? Did you want more than that?
I think it's an interesting idea. I just still think you got to have a reason to go. Like, there needs to be a reason to go to the moon. And to be clear, I actually think, like, science and all that stuff, that's a great reason. But at some point, you've got to come up, there's got to be a money reason or you can't do it.
Well, I guess I always assume too, as we have more and more people here on this earth and we're taxing the earth, we should probably go and tax another thing.
See, I don't buy into that. Like, look at how much, the amount of the earth that we're not messing with is enormous.
There's plenty of space.
It's enormous. Everyone talks like there isn't, but believe me, take a road trip across this country. There's so much space oh my gosh. I'm not saying that we should strip mine it. I'm just saying there's a lot of it.
No, that's what I think I heard you say that. We should go ahead and take those resources.
I don't think conservation's wrong.
He also wants you to flush the toilet all the time. He's a bad earth man.
So, what are you, a yellow let it mellow kind of person?
No. Is that you're supposed to have the one toilet where you choose the one button for the one and the other if it needs a little something.
I have one of those.
Oh, you do?
I installed it myself.
Good job.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. You talked about space.
We're going to the moon, Nikki. Jeez.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Okay, let's go through some of the things that you can be, all right? If you're vegan, that means that you're not eating meat, but you're also not using animal products. So, you know, it's like you're not eating meat, but you're also not eating eggs or drinking milk or things like that. Now, as a vegetarian, you can have eggs and dairy. You can have dairy. You can have shampoo that was made by torturing animals.
You can be a pescatarian.
What's that? Isn't that fish only?
Fish, I believe, yes.
Okay.
Fish and eggs, maybe. Mm. Yes, pescatarian.
Then you can just be like me, an omnivore.
And everything, Arian.
You just eat everything. The world is your food.
Is your oyster? I
don't like seafood.
They're safe on our diet plan.
You know what? Do they have a word for a not seafood eating person? Because I can't stand the cruelty to fish.
Yeah, you just don't like it.
I just won't do that. I'm sorry. But I got a new one for you, Nikki. A reducitarian.
You're reducing what?
Have you ever heard of a reducitarian?
Is that the one where you're just, you know, trying to eat sensibly, not having like meat or animal products every meal?
Over the weekend, mm-hmm. The first reducitarian summit took place. And the idea is, as a reducitarian, you're trying to reduce your impact. And so you're trying to eat less meat and have less dairy. You might slip up and have like a triple cheeseburger with bacon but... You know, that was just an accident.
Well, they say that that's actually more of a sustainable lifestyle because you don't beat yourself up if you do have a moment of weakness, but you're trying to overall bigger picture.
I love the idea of like, you know what? I can't go forever. But I'm going as long as I can without eating the piggy.
That's not it.
That little piggy. I just got to have a slice of his belly.
A little bit of bacon. No, but like...
a little bit.
You know, some people are flexitarians where like you'll have one day that's meat-free or weekends will be meat, but weekdays are not.
Hey, man, I'm a flexitarian. I'm flexible. I'm eating whatever.
You'll eat the chicken.
I'm eating whatever.
You'll eat the chicken, the leg, and the thigh and all that.
Chicken leg, chicken thigh, chicken finger.
You're flexible.
Chicken wing. That's cool. Look how flexitarian I am. So, and sometimes, like, I'm even known to, every once in a while, have something green-ish.
So the reducitarian, though, is that also like maybe you bring your own tumbler to get your coffee or like your own silverware?
As far as I know, this is just more of a reducing meat consumption. It's founded by a guy who, let's see, what's his name? But he basically, what you said is like he wanted to be a vegan, but he'd make a mistake. He'd slip up. Have an egg, something like that. So, you know, now he's saying
being more reasonable.
Incremental change over time and trying to work together to make a better world by not eating the fruit of the animal.
Well, that is probably a good point because, you know, some cultures, or maybe if you go back in time, we didn't eat quite like we do all the time.
Like where there was food?
No, but like here we feel like I was reading an article where they're like, you know, it's not a celebration every day. Because then if you celebrate with something.
I think you're wrong.
Well, you tell the person who wrote the article wrong.
I'm supposed to be carpe diem.
You're supposed to be seizing the day.
Yeah. And so I carpe the chicken finger.
No, but like if you're having.
Carpe the bowl of honey mustard.
If you normally had birthday cake on birthdays, but now you're just having cake every day. Well, then it doesn't make the birthday cake anything special.
Oh, I want to have cake every day.
I know. That's why.
That's why you picked that, isn't it?
I did.
Birthday cake and Doritos with some grenadine. Man, now we're just into sinful territory. Off in the pleasures of the flesh.
No meat, though.
But I gotta have eggs for that cake, Nikki.
No red meat.
That's fine. I have some chicken.
This was the worst of the Riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I think I'm better than a pig.